Hello and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Revision Podcast. Today we're diving into networks, one of the most important topics on the specification. Whether you're sitting AQA, OCR, EdXL or any other board, networks comes up every single year. So let's make sure you're completely sorted. We'll cover what networks are, the difference between LANs and WANs, the internet, protocols, the TCP/IP model, network topologies, and security. By the end, you'll know exactly what examiners are looking for. Let's go. Section 1. Why do we network computers? A network is simply two or more computers connected together to share resources and communicate. Think about your school. Every student can print to the same printer, access files from any computer, and log in with the same username anywhere in the building. That's a network doing its job. Examiners love asking for reasons for networking. Key ones to remember: sharing resources like printers and storage, sharing files and data, communicating via email or messaging, centralised management and security, and easier software updates. If a question says, give two reasons why a business might connect its computers, those are your go-to answers. Each reason must be distinct. Don't say sharing twice in different words. Section 2. LAN versus WAN. One of the most commonly tested distinctions is the difference between a local area network, a LAN, and a wide area network, a WAN. A LAN covers a small geographical area, like a single building or campus. The hardware is owned and managed by the organisation itself. Your school network is a LAN. A WAN spans a large geographical area. It could be a city, a country, or even the whole world. The internet is the biggest WAN there is. WANs are typically made up of multiple LANs connected together, often using infrastructure owned by third-party telecommunications companies. Here's a tip. Candidates often lose marks by saying a LAN is faster than a WAN as a defining characteristic. That's not reliable. It depends on the specific network. Stick to geographical area and ownership as your distinguishing features. Those are the ones mark schemes credit. Section 3. The internet. The internet is a global WAN, a network of networks. Every device connected to the internet has an IP address, a unique numerical label that identifies it. Think of it like a postal address for your device. Routers are the devices that direct data packets across the internet. When you send a message, it gets broken into small chunks called packets. Each packet travels independently, potentially taking different routes, and they're reassembled at the destination. Routers read the destination IP address on each packet and decide the best path. The domain name system, DNS, translates human-friendly web addresses like www.bbc.co.uk into numerical IP addresses that computers can use. Without DNS, you'd have to remember a string of numbers for every website you visit. Section 4. Network performance. Four key factors affect network performance: bandwidth, latency, interference, and the number of connected devices. Bandwidth is the maximum amount of data transmitted per second, measured in bits per second. Higher bandwidth means more data can flow at once. Latency is the delay between sending and receiving data. Low latency is crucial for video calls and online gaming. Interference affects wireless networks particularly. Walls, other wireless signals, and electrical equipment can all degrade a Wi-Fi signal. And the more devices on a network, the more bandwidth is shared, slowing things down. Now, here's where candidates often drop marks, the calculation question. Transfer time equals file size divided by transfer rate, but units must match. File sizes are often in megabytes, but transfer rates are in bits per second. 1 byte equals 8 bits, so a 50 megabyte file is 400 megabits. At 100 megabits per second, transfer time is 400 divided by 100. That's 4 seconds. Always show you're working. Examiners award method marks even if you make an arithmetic slip.
Section 5. Network Protocols. A protocol is a set of rules that governs how data is transmitted across a network. Think of it like a language. Both devices need to speak the same protocol to communicate. Ethernet is the standard wired networking protocol. It defines how data is formatted and transmitted over a physical cable. Wi-Fi is the wireless equivalent, using radio waves. TCP/IP, Transmission Control Protocol/Internet Protocol, is the fundamental suite that underpins the internet. TCP handles breaking data into packets and ensuring they're reassembled correctly. IP handles addressing and routing. HTTP, Hypertext Transfer Protocol, is used for transferring web pages. HTTPS is the secure version. It uses encryption to protect data in transit. Examiners frequently ask you to distinguish these two. HTTP transmits data in plain text so it can be intercepted. HTTPS encrypts the data. Always use HTTPS for anything sensitive. FTP, File Transfer Protocol, is used specifically for transferring files between computers. For email, there are three protocols. SMTP, Simple Mail Transfer Protocol, is used for sending emails. POP3, Post Office Protocol version 3, downloads emails from a server to your device and typically deletes them from the server. IMAP, Internet Message Access Protocol, also retrieves emails, but keeps them on the server so you can access them from multiple devices. That's a really common exam question, the difference between POP3 and IMAP. Section 6, the TCP/IP model. The TCP/IP model describes how data is transmitted across a network in four layers. Data passes through all four layers when sent and back up through all four when received. Layer 1, at the bottom, is the network access layer. This handles the physical transmission of data, the actual bits travelling down a cable or through the air. Ethernet and Wi-Fi operate here. Layer 2 is the internet layer. This handles IP addressing and routing, deciding how packets get from source to destination across multiple networks. Layer 3 is the transport layer. This is where TCP operates. It breaks data into packets, numbers them so they can be reassembled in order, and handles error checking. Layer 4 at the top is the application layer. This is where the user-facing protocols live. HTTP, HTTPS, FTP, SMTP, POP3, IMAP. It's what the application uses to communicate. A handy memory hook for the layers from bottom to top. Never ignore the application. Network access, internet, transport, application. Or from top to bottom, ATIN. Application, transport, internet, network access. When data is sent, it travels down through the layers. Each layer adds its own header information in a process called encapsulation. When data is received, it travels back up, and each layer strips off its header. This is called decapsulation. Section 7. Network topologies. A network topology describes the arrangement of devices in a network. You need to know three: bus, star, and mesh. A bus topology has all devices connected to a single backbone cable. It's cheap and easy to set up, but if the backbone cable fails, the entire network goes down. Data collisions can also occur when two devices transmit simultaneously. A star topology has all devices connected to a central switch or hub. This is the most common topology in modern networks. If one device fails, the rest of the network is unaffected. However, if the central switch fails, the whole network goes down. It requires more cable than a bus topology. A mesh topology has devices connected to multiple other devices, creating multiple paths for data. This makes it highly resilient. If one connection fails, data can be rerouted. The internet itself uses a mesh-like structure. The downside is cost and complexity. Examiners often ask you to compare topologies or suggest which is most suitable for a given scenario. Always justify your answer with specific advantages and disadvantages. Section 8. Network security. The final area is network security. You need to know about both physical and logical security measures. physical security includes things like locks on server rooms, security cameras, and requiring ID badges to access network infrastructure. These prevent authorized physical access. Logical security includes firewalls, which monitor and filter network traffic based on rules, blocking suspicious or authorized connections. Access control means requiring usernames and passwords, or using biometrics to authenticate users. Encryption protects data by scrambling it so it can only be read by someone with the correct key. Anti-malware software detects and removes malicious software. Penetration testing, sometimes called pen testing, is where an organization deliberately tries to hack into its own network to find vulnerabilities before real attackers do. It's a proactive security measure. Exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about what trips candidates up most often. Number one, confusing protocols. HTTP and HTTPS are not the same. HTTPS is encrypted. POP3 and IMAP are both for receiving email, but IMAP keeps mail on the server. Learn these distinctions cold. Number two, TCP/IP layer confusion. Candidates often mix up which protocols belong to which layer. Application layer protocols are the ones users interact with. Transport layer is TCP. Internet layer is IP. Network access is the physical stuff. Number three, topology characteristics. Don't say a star topology is more reliable without explaining why. Say, if one device fails, the rest of the network is unaffected because each device has its own dedicated connection to the central switch. Number four, calculation errors. Always convert units before calculating. Bytes to bits, multiply by 8. Megabytes to bits, multiply by 8 million. Show every step. Number five, vague security answers. Don't just write, use a firewall. Say, a firewall monitors incoming and outgoing network traffic and blocks packets that do not meet the defined security rules, preventing unauthorized access. Quickfire recall quiz. Let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause the podcast, think of your answer, then I'll give you the answer. Question one, what is the difference between a LAN and a WAN? A LAN covers a small geographical area and is owned by the organization. A WAN covers a large geographical area and typically uses third-party infrastructure. Question 2. Name three email protocols and state what each does. SMTP sends email. POP3 downloads email to your device. IMAP accesses email while keeping it on the server. Question 3. A file is 200 megabytes. The transfer rate is 50 megabits per second. How long will the transfer take? Convert 200 megabytes times 8 equals 1600 megabits. Divide by 50, that's 32 seconds. Question 4. What are the four layers of the TCP/IP model from top to bottom? Application, transport, internet, network access. Question 5. What is the main advantage of a mesh topology over a star topology? A mesh topology has multiple paths between devices, so if one connection fails, data can be rerouted. A star topology has a single point of failure at the central switch. Number 4. Calculation errors. Always convert units before calculating. Bytes to bits, multiply by 8. Megabytes to bits, multiply by 8 million. Show every step. Number 5, vague security answers. Don't just write, use a firewall. Say, a firewall monitors incoming and outgoing network traffic and blocks packets that do not meet the defined security rules, preventing unauthorized access. Let's wrap up. Today we covered the key reasons for networking, the distinction between LANs and WANs, how the internet uses IP addresses and routers, the factors affecting network performance, including that all-important transfer time calculation, the major protocols and what each one does, the four layers of the TCP/IP model, the three main network topologies and their trade-offs, and finally, network security measures. The most important things to take away: know your protocols and what distinguishes them, be able to draw and describe all three topologies with their advantages and disadvantages,
practice the transfer time calculation until it's automatic, and always give specific, detailed answers. Vague responses rarely earn full marks. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing past papers, and remember, every mark you earn in the exam is a mark you've worked for. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.